All right, so our next section of the show here, we got a very exciting topic and a very cool presenter, man. Look at the shirt he's wearing, man. This is great. Gotta love that. Where is that from? The South Florida Code Camp?
Yep.
You got that right. Well, that was a really good camp. Definitely. We're going to talk about mobility now. And, you know, a lot of times when you're creating applications and it's for mobile devices, it's challenging. A lot of times you might think to yourself, man, I need to have that physical device in order to test it out. Well, we're going to show a few different ways to solve some of that pain.
Yep.
And I know you're a mobility MVP. Is that correct,
yep.
Nikita?
Device application developer. So it's in the development side of Windows Mobile MVP.
In fact, here's a little bit more information about Nikita. He was actually formerly an ASP.NET MVP, so you got a very well-rounded experience, right, coming into
yep.
mobility. Nikita Polycop, .com. And then you got your site there, developer.windowsmobile.com. Also, you got some a project up there on open source, a project up on CodePlex. And he's always doing presentations. Every time there's a code camp, you'll definitely see Nikita there doing presentations and helping out build that developer community. So I think we can give him a nice round of applause for those efforts. So Nikita, I'll let you take it away.
Okay. So how many of you have smartphone devices, rich devices?
No hands.
Okay, that's a lot of you. All right, there's one version of smartphone devices called Windows Mobile. I think everybody's familiar with that. There's about 30 million of Windows Mobile, current Windows Mobile 6 and 6.1 devices out in the market right now. So I have something exciting to announce. There would actually be Windows Mobile Marketplace launching, and that's going to give you an opportunity to actually reach out to that market through an application that's built in on the phone. Also,
so what you're saying is I could build an app and publish it up there and make some money on it?
Absolutely. So you can you can provide a free application
okay,
or a paid application.
yep.
Right. There's some more details on developer.windowsmobile.com where you can find out about registration. The site opens up and more details open up on Monday on how you can submit your applications. So what's actually going to happen is the next version on Windows Mobile, which is going to be Windows Mobile 6.5, will actually come pre-installed with this application right on the phone. And those devices are coming in fall. So you definitely want to make sure that if you're building mobile applications, that your mobile application is installed on that device. But question is, I mean, Russ, how are you going to test on the phone that's not even out on the OS, that's not even out on the phone right now?
I know, I got 6.1 on mine. I guess I'm out of luck, huh? I can't do any development.
Yeah, how can you test your current 6.1 applications? And how do you test all those different screen resolutions? Because they're gonna have VGA, they're gonna have wide VGA resolutions on those phones. And unless you're one of the lucky ones that has, there's only one more model that has one of those screens. You need to either get that phone, or how would you do it? So this is what we're gonna talk about today: is the tools that you actually already have in your Visual Studio Professional 2005 or 2008 today. So when Visual Studio 2008 came out, there was actually a time right around the switch of Windows Mobile 5 and Windows Mobile 6. So there's actually some tools that come with that if you install that.
And can you talk about some of these SDKs here that you have mentioned
yep.
in the download site?
Yep, definitely. So because there was only 6.0 version of the mobile SDK available with Visual Studio 2008 Professional, you do definitely want to make sure that you go ahead, go on the mobile site with the link there, msdn.com/Windows Mobile and download those the SDK for Windows Mobile 6.1. Actually, let me show you a little bit about what the site looks like. Just want to make sure you would get the Windows Mobile 6, and there's also another one for 6.1 out of MSDN. And there's also Windows Mobile 6.5 Developer Toolkit. So as I mentioned, the first one is a software developer toolkit. It's an SDK. So it contains the emulator, which is analogous to a virtual PC for you to run different versions of Windows Mobile on your PC without actually having a device to test on. And we'll touch on that. The Windows Mobile 6.5 actually contains the new images for Windows Mobile 6.5 operating system and the emulators for all those different new screen resolutions and the actual OS for you to test your applications or your website, because it does come also with the new Pocket Internet Explorer version. So you get a few of those tools to actually tinker around with an OS that you can't even buy a phone for right now. That's coming in fall, where the store is launching on Monday. The site that I mentioned, developer.windowsmobile.com, this is going to be your new homepage for everything Windows Mobile centric that you want to go to download the SDK and also find out more about the marketplace. Microsoft is definitely going to have a contest day one here for your application. So when it rolls out, you definitely want to have the first, the first whatever application in those categories. So
cutting edge.
Cutting edge.
Yep. Here on the tool shed.
Yep. So how do you get started? Let's look at Visual Studio right away. So when you install Visual Studio, install one of those SDKs, where do you go from there? You can go over here and familiar, file, new project. And depending on the language you choose, Visual Basic or C#, you have an option of going to Smart Device, and there's Smart Device Project. The compact framework that you want to target is 3.5 because it's going to have compatible features for you that you're used to in the desktop or the web version of 3.5. You're just going to have your link. And you have all your language enhancements that you're used to today on your daily development. All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about what .NET Compact Framework is. If the name implies itself, it's actually a subset of your current .NET framework. So you're going to have your link, you can have all of your language enhancements that you're used to today.
What's the footprint like?
The footprint is actually depending on the version, it's going to be anywhere from 1 to 3 megabytes.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. And the devices nowadays, the memory keeps increasing. So that's not even an issue. And with 6.5, it's going to come in pre-installed anyways. So a lot of these phones already have it installed with carriers. There's also something called SQL Compact, which is only 1.2 megabytes, which is comparable to SQL Express on your desktop, which allows you to store databases and familiar data types. So everything you know today about developing for desktop, and you can, with a little bit of adjustment, what you do on the web, you can actually get in here and start developing applications. Let me show you this. So we're going to pick 3.5, name your project, add the source control, the usual Visual Studio necessity. So here's an important part. Here's where you pick your target platform. So Windows Mobile Marketplace, the one I talked about, what you want to care about. This is going to be 6.0 and 6.1 and everything up from that. So you definitely want to do professional or standard. The pause right here. Professional or standard, the difference there is that professional SKU of Windows Mobile is the one that comes with the touchscreen. It's usually a feature phone, so the newer ones are going to come with all the accelerometers. The cameras are going to be a little more powerful. And the standard is the non-touchscreen phone. This is more of a information worker device that's going to have a keyboard and a screen that's more of a simpler version of the device. But it's still a good resident in our Windows Marketplace arena. So you pick your target platform, you pick your framework version, and here's where you get to pick your project type. So we're going to go ahead and write in that device application here. So when you put this up, what you're actually going to see on the screen is kind of how it looks like, how it's going to look like on the phone to get access to, maybe start writing your menu. And this is very, if you've ever written Windows desktop applications, this is very familiar for you. I mean, this is you got the toolkit, you're going to bring your buttons, you got all the tools for aligning your buttons correctly, and you get your date pickers. So there's more than a few controls that you can play with. So also the first few things that I definitely want to show everybody is when you're on this form, clicking on properties, this X does not mean the application actually is closed. That's actually a minimize button in Windows Mobile. So there's actually an option on your form object that you want to make sure to set to false, and that will change it to okay, so you'll see that. So that's the first one you want to make sure, because once you deploy the application first time to your device, when you're gonna click X, you're gonna think the application is actually closed. You're gonna hit deploy again and get an error. The error is gonna be that I can't write, and it will take you a little bit to figure out why. It's because it's still running in the background. So you want to be aware of that.
Yeah, we have a question over there.
So are you saying that the device emulator replicates the I/O error that would actually happen on the device trying to run the app and deploy at the same time?
Yes, yeah, the emulator would actually, it doesn't matter if you're trying to deploy to your emulator or the real device, you can have the exact same errors, exact same behavior as you would expect. So if you're trying to deploy to an application that's already running, you can't copy over a file that's actually running in memory right now.
That's great.
Yeah, life is good with this. I'm telling you, this is the way to do development for these mobile devices.
Yep.
So go ahead and continue on. Tell us what else you got here.
So another thing that you definitely want to do when you're setting up your project is you want to go to its properties. You go to the application tab, and there's the assembly information. So this is what you want to do to make sure you start taking ownership of your application. You want to put in your company, put in your product,
not the default
put in
one.
The copyright, put in the version number of your application, and a few more settings. So there's definitely a lot more you can go in here and modify also on the project. And if you ever need to change your target platforms, things like that, you can definitely do that off the project setup menu. So I'm going to do another cooking show analogy, and I'm actually going to switch over to an application that I've put some controls together. As you can see here, I used SQL Compact to actually put a database here in this project, and I'm filling in some databases, and I got a list here. So how are we actually going to see this on the device? So let's go ahead and actually see what our options are for connecting devices. When you first have Visual Studio installed, you're only going to have a few choices. You're going to have 6.0 and 5 and standard professional. Maybe.
That's always out when it'll ship.
So when you install 6 and 6.1 SDKs, you're going to see all the choices for all the screen resolutions, square, not square, and standard. And there's also some regular ones as well. So you can pick a classic emulator. By the way, if you approach the word classic means that's not a phone device. That's a PDA device. You're going to see less and less of those, but in certain markets, it's still relevant. You also get to pick a device.
I see several 6.5 ones there too.
Yep. Yep. You can see a device. So let's go ahead and actually, I'm going to deploy this, and I'm going to start without debugging. And before you get to do that, I ask you where you want to deploy. I mean, you can pick the setting. So you can either pick a device or an emulator. So I'm going to select, pick 6.5 professional emulator here. And I hit deploy. The first time you do this, and I already had this warmed up in the interest of time, is that when it would run your emulator, which looks like a phone look, and you can operate and work with it any way you can with the developer tools here. You can do anything from draining the battery, which you can actually intercept in your application is check, what's my battery level? Is my battery level running low? And if I have it running low, maybe my application should persist the data to maybe SQL Compact database, or should go ahead and notify the user that maybe you should stop running this and get everything closed up because you're running out of battery. You can also detect if I'm connected to the internet. I can also maybe go to Bluetooth, go to camera. There's a lot of things you can do with the framework and Windows Mobile here. So as you can see here, I can interact with my application and see how this looks. So this is us looking at 6.1 device. So I wonder how my application is going to act on Windows 6.5 device when those go to market, when I sell this application through my marketplace, correct? So I'm going to close this. And let's do exactly the same thing. But instead of deploying to 6.1, we're going to deploy to 6.5 VGA emulator.
This is wicked cool, as they say up in New England. Just to let you know.
So this is 6.5, and wow. as you can see, this is actually a VGA device. This is going to be, most of the 6.5 devices will actually be coming with VGA resolutions for you. So, see this loading, see the new loading cursor here. So this is how this application looks like on the new OS here with almost double the resolution. Do you see there are pick lists? It's actually become finger friendly, flick friendly.
Support gestures then?
Yeah, support some of the gestures. So, but as you can see, still a lot of the controls still remain looking the way they do. This is actually because we're still using the .NET Compact framework, which is what actually draws these controls on the screen. So as you see, you know, our grid didn't get the flick, but you can see that some of the controls look different. But the cool fact here is that you're testing the way your application would behave on a device that's not even out, that you can't purchase an OS that don't have upgrades yet to some of the 6.1 devices. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that, Russ?
I love it. How about y'all? Pretty cool.
Wow, that is awesome. So let's say, how many of you are interested now in actually participating? Now that Windows Mobile has a marketplace, and there's new devices shipping out, devices that look like that. There's already 30 million 6 and 6.1 devices that will get the side download for this. How many of you would be interested in going home and maybe exploring some of these SDKs? There's tons of samples, tons of videos.
That's good.
There's a how-to on use just about everything. From Bluetooth to RDA.
A huge marketplace, that's for sure. Yeah, question in the back.
The new marketplace, is Microsoft going to charge a fee like Apple charges 30%? Do you know?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let me tell you a little more about details, and that's what we know right now that's been officially announced. Until the end of the year, you have a $99 sign-up, which will give you a certification up to 5 applications. So the reason why actually you want to get the emulators and the SDK is that you want to test to make sure your application works ahead of time. And then you're going to submit your application for testing to Microsoft, and you're going to get 5 for $100 this year, and then after that it's $100 per application to certify. What that's going to make sure is that when user gets this new phone, it's going to have this button right here, Marketplace. And what you want to make sure is that the phone that I have, either it's WideVGA, it's VGA, or it's a standard version, a non-standard version, only shows the applications that will work with my device. So you definitely want to make sure that your device there. And that's what Microsoft will do for you for that admission fee. Also, so when you're selling an application, how would you, what's the breakdown? So they, Microsoft announced a competitive breakdown of 70-30. You get to keep 70%. Microsoft keeps 30%, and that goes between Microsoft and the carrier where they negotiate how you get the download and some of the certifications. So you get to keep, keep 70% of the, of your application, earnings.
Not bad for some of the tools you already know how to use, pretty much. I think that's a great demo. How about you? Round of applause for Nikita. Thank you very much, man. That was great.
Thank you.